Parsha Sekev begins with the understanding that Vaya Eket Tishmon Esa Mishpatim Ailo Shmartem Basisem Osam, that when we decide to follow with the Mishpatim and observe them, so Vishamar Shamalokech Halacha Esabris Esa Chesed. God says that He's going to observe both the Bris and the Chesed that He promised our forefathers. Now, one needs to ask the question. Why does he have to rely on the bris, on the chesed, and the zechus avos if we're already listening to the word of Hashem? Shouldn't it be enough the fact that we are following the word of Hashem? Thus, that should be a reason enough for him to keep his word. So Schlesinger of Gilo explains that sometimes one can't rely on his own merits alone. Perhaps it's due to the fact that he or she has racked up many, many averos. Perhaps it's because he or she is not included among those who listen to Hashem regularly. In these cases, the turn towards listening to Hashem can perhaps be utilized as a recognition that the real person is the one who is following the word of Hashem, as did the forefathers. It's in the genes. And in return, perhaps Hashem can consider the bris and the chesed of the forefathers in helping the present generation. In other words, even though a person may be on the whole somewhat deficient in his relationship with God, notwithstanding, God can sometimes turn and add zchus avos when the person seems to be displaying the same practices of zchus avos. Then the Torah tells us, kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmurun la'asos, that the entire mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, you have to be diligent to follow. Rosh Hashanah Yisraeli Zatzal would often note that the primary desire of Hashem is that each Jew not do a mitzvah for an ulterior motive, but rather to do it for the idea that it's a mitzvah, which will allow the Jew to keep the mitzvah even when the person doesn't fully grasp the total purpose of doing the mitzvah. The fact is, you do a mitzvah because Hashem told us to do the mitzvah. And then you'll do mitzvahs fully, not just the parts that you get. Kol ha-mitzvah, the entirety of doing the mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, should be because of the fact that I go ahead and commanded you to keep it. Then Moshe Rabbeinu reminds us that Va'ishav Bahar Arboim Yom V'Arboim Laila, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I sat in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achalti umayim lo shasisi. I didn't eat bread or drink water. The Medrash Tanchum in Parshas B'Shalach notes that this is how the Torah became Torah's Moshe, by Moshe Rabbeinu's dedicating himself, as he describes over here. But why is the lack of eating and drinking assumed to be the means of displaying dedication worthy of receiving the Torah? What is it about the fact that you didn't eat and didn't drink that means you all of a sudden get the Torah? So the Rosh Hashiva of Ateret, Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, explains that Moshe didn't eat or drink because that was the Mahalach and Shamayim. That was the place where Moshe found himself. And thus Moshe displayed Mesiris Nefesh in order to keep with the local custom. And as we know, Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah. So really, Moshe acquired Torah through Mesiris Nefesh in keeping Derech Eretz. If you have the Mesiris Nefesh to keep even the Derech Eretz, you certainly will have the Mesiris Nefesh to keep the Torah as well. Then, in the context of recognizing the Matan Torah, Moshe says that he wrote the Luchos, Aser Sadvar Masharayu, Al Luchos Rishonim, Asher Shibarta, that he was told to put the 10 things down that were on the first luchos that he broke. Now, when the Gemara refers to the luchos that Moshe broke, the Gemara also adds, Yasher Kochach Asher Shibarta, you should have koach, you should have strength because you broke them. Or Pinchas Taitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, notes that the only time we find a Yasher Kochach being expressed is when the rebuilding process is undertaken. If Taitz added that the destruction alone is never a reason to say Yasher Koyach. Only in the rebuilding process can one say Yasher Kochacha, because only when one rebuilds does one know that there was a purpose, there is a purpose, and by the way, you need the Koach to continue with that purpose. Towards the end of the parsha, in one of the most famous questions that gets asked, we are told, V'atah Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. And now, Yisro, what does Hashem ask from you? Kiyem liyira. The Gemara in Shabbos notes that Hashem's only demand in this world is for yira. which leads the Gemara Menachos to conclude that a person has a responsibility, kiyam liyira, to make mea brachos b'chol yom. Now, what's the connection between 100 brachos and yira shamayim? So Reb Zadel Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains that Chazal were trying to teach us how to acquire a sense of yira shamayim. The fact is that one learns to acquire an awareness by constantly reviewing it. This happens with yira shamayim by constantly reciting brachos. When you're constantly saying, Baruch Atah, Melech HaOlam, when you recognize that God is the King of the world, you will get yira shamayim in the process. Then we know to the idea of Ledav Kabo. The question is, the person has a responsibility to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question has to be raised, how does one stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if, after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Esh Ochla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized as an all-consuming fire. So Rashi says, you want to know how? Rashi says, we need to stick to Talmidim and to Talmidei Chachamim. And that will be considered as if we stuck to Hashem himself. So Shlomo Fisher asks the question. He says, look, we could have asked the same question earlier in Perek Yud when we said Ubo Sidbak, that we should stick to Hashem. So why is it that we don't raise it before and only at the end of the parasha, when we talk about Ladav Kabo, there we mention the fact that we have to be mizdabek, we have to bring ourselves closer to Talmidei Chachamim. So Shlomo Fisher explains that the second half appears right after the parasha of Vahaya Im Shamoa, the second parasha of Kriyishma. That parasha of Vahaya Im Shamoa deals with regular people go to work every day. And therefore, Vatzaras HaShamayim, Lo Yematar, all the different aspects of promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides each and every one. So the fact of the matter is that those people need to connect to Hashem in a different way. And so therefore, we're told that to stick to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in those cases we have a responsibility to stick to Hashem, by sticking to Talmidei Chachamim. We don't necessarily have the direct connection when we're at work. We have the connection through the Talmidei Chachamim who give us an opportunity to connect to Hashem. The pasuk before had noted, by the way, L'man yirbu yameichem v'yimei b'neichem al ho'adama shenish ba'ashem. The Gemara notes that there are sabi b'bavel. The Gemara in Brachos tells us there are old people in Bavel as well. And why is it that the sabi b'bavel continue to become old? The Gemara answers, it's because they go to shul early and they leave late. So why is it that the Gemara knows that in Chutz La'aretz the secret to long life is being associated with shul attendance? What's unique about that? Nissen Alpert says that either it's because we're close to Hashem in His place, which allows us to merit long life, or when we give time to Avodas Hashem, Hashem gives us the time as a makeup time. And so, when we're not in Hashem's place in Eretz Yisrael, then we have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to at least go ahead and extend our lives here because of the times that we spent in shul. Sometimes people think to themselves, es shver, it's hard to stay in shul. Shul takes too long. Shul may take long, but the more time you do that, you spend there, shul winds up taking for you. Sometimes being in shul for productive reasons can actually be life extending in the process. We read the second of the Shiva de Nechemta, when we read the Haftorah this week. Does a woman forget her child? Gam Eila Sishachach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these also you should forget. Va'anochi lo eshkachech. And I will not forget you. So the Medrash comments and says that while Hashem may forget Eila, He'll never forget Anochi. In other words, Hashem can forgive the Eila of the Chet HaEgel, but not the Anochi of the Aseres HaDibros. Reshechter once commented that selective memory is critical for our existence and our survival. That generally we rely on the basic level of our relationships and use that to forgive the transgressions of the relationship, when the particular violation of the basic understanding of the relationship doesn't match up. And so, in essence, Hashem can forgive an aberration, Gam Eila Si Shachachna, but the core, Va'anochi, God promises, Lo Eshkachech. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the ability not to be forgotten as well. Good Shabbos.